This is WLRH Huntsville. I'm Judy Waters. Historian Nancy Rohr is in the Sundial Writers' Corner today. She shares with us some scenes from a Civil War invasion of Huntsville, documented in a diary penned by Mary Jane Chaddock.
Although the main force of the enemy remained outside of Huntsville, raids were often made, capturing furloughed Southern soldiers, horses, foodstuffs, and Negroes for work. April 21st. Colonel McCook had raided again, and the remaining horses were taken, including one of the Chaddocks. An officer asked permission to search the Chaddock house. Taking little Mary on his lap, he asked the 8-year-old if she was afraid of Yankees. "No, sir, not when they talk right." However, her husband was a staff officer for General Shorter, and Mary Jane railed at the Yankee officer that her husband was a patriot and acted upon principles. He's a consistent man and does not change sides, as some seem to do. I asked today for my carriage horse, Old Henry, to be returned. He is old and gentle. Certainly you do not wage war on horses and women. During these days, Mrs. Chaddock discovered that the officer in command, Colonel McCook, was an old childhood friend, and they shared fond memories together before her house was searched. However, as the rules of warfare had turned to no rules, life for citizens became more harsh. All who wished to remain in Huntsville, shop on the square, or be allowed freedom in the countryside, even for the children to gather hickory nuts, they would have to sign the oath of allegiance to the United States. Because she felt no one of the family would take the oath, she decided to pack up and remove the family across the river. Her precious piano and other furniture was sent to a friend's house. The family evacuated to Warrenton, near Guntersville, where they had friends. There they saw someone from Huntsville every day, and she said they were much happier out of Yankeedom. Did not all the refugees have worry enough? Would their men folk in the army be safe, and would they even know if harm had come to them? She did not know that her older brother in the Yankee Army had died in Arkansas that month. Mrs. Chaddock and her family of 7 children were living with another family, while hers went without news of the remaining son, Davy, the boy stranded in Lebanon, Tennessee, with his grandparents now for almost 3 years. How long would they have to stay away under the roof of another family, however kind they were? The Battle of Chickamauga seemed to foretell good news for the rebels, and many refugees returned home across the river to Huntsville. The Yankees appeared to be out of Huntsville. The children were away from school and neighbors and anxious to return to their home also. And would their home still be standing when they returned? Had the Yankees burned their home, that of their neighbors, even the entire town? Was it safe? Well, they would wait a bit more before returning to Huntsville.
Local historian Nancy Rohr relating events found in Mary Jane Chaddock's journal of 150 years ago. You can hear the Writer's Corner weekdays at 9:30 during Morning Blend, and again at 6:44 during All Things Considered, and find us at WLRH.org.